from Siren Radio. It's another edition of SoundLink Showcase with Alex Earle and friends.
We'll be right back.
get the feeling we won the war. Who would have thought we'd be starting off a Soundlink showcase with a brass band, Alex Earle. Sorry, whenever you say the words brass band, I can inevitably sort of bring out the innate northerner in me, you know, brass band, well, there's book, there's money, brass, and so on and so forth. Right, Brick House and Rastrick. Alex, welcome to what may be your last Soundlink showcase.
Yeah, my time at Soundlink is coming to an end. So.
Wow. Well, you managed to beat the record previously set, of course, by the awesome Lauren, who was your predecessor in the whole thing. Whether, of course, we hear from Shelley. Hello, Shelley. It's entirely up to Shelley, basically, Shelley speak. But that's to come, because you are going out with a vengeance. You brought the band in full force. The band will be playing, we just heard them there, the Lincolnshire Hospitals Band with their little medley from ABBA, of course, from the musical Mamma Mia. And who is sitting right next to you at this very moment, Alex Earle?
Peter.
The legendary Peter.
Peter Vores. I am the events coordinator secretary for the Lincolnshire Hospitals Band.
We need to find out more about this. We've got Lincolnshire Hospitals Band music going to be fed through the whole thing, and lots of brass band music as well. We've even got the Grimethorpe Colliery UK Band with Bridge on the River Kwai coming up. I thought it would be suitable, given our railway bridge in Lincoln that's being built there. It's nice. And I'm sure I've heard Colonel Bogey being whistled as people have been wandering through the whole sort of system there. But Peter, talk to us a bit about your involvement with the Lincolnshire Hospitals Band, and how did it get formed, and why, and so on and so forth.
Right, I can tell you, we'll start at the beginning. It's always best to start at the beginning. It was started in the actual county hospital 45 years ago now. And there were some hospital, they used to call them porters then. I don't know what you call them now, but they were hospital porters. And
I think porters are still politically correct.
Anyway, they're porters. And they had a band round, maybe the which band, I don't know, playing carols around the wards, which is something we still do now, 45 years later. And one of the gentlemen, Fred Capel, he said, I think we can have a go at this, because his background was Salvation Army. And as you probably realise, if you're in the Salvation Army, one of the conditions of being in the Salvation Army, you've got to learn to play a brass instrument. So him and three of his colleagues got together and started to form a band, which was then known as the Lincoln Central Band. And the Lincoln Central Band was started actually in the Central Methodist Church, which is on the High Street in Lincoln. And that is why it was called the Lincolnshire Central Band. So that was something that they did. They had no money. And from those small beginnings, they began to get people to organise things. There were coffee mornings, there were jumble sales and so on and so forth. People came along and helped. They didn't have any money for music, so all the music had to be handwritten, which, if you can imagine, for 20-odd piece band is quite a lot of music.
A lot of paper.
A lot of paper. And we still have some of those in our library. And that is how it started, and it's just moved on from then. It then moved back to the Lincoln County Hospital was approached. Could we come? Because I think they'd lost... somehow they couldn't play anymore in the Methodist Church. So they said, yes, we'll find you some space within the hospital. And their rehearsals was there in the hospitals. And it took off from there. And then it became the Lincoln Hospital Band. This was before the
I see where we're going with this one, Peter.
Can you?
It's just getting bigger and bigger, isn't it? Getting Lincoln Hospital Band to Lincolnshire.
The Lincolnshire Hospitals Band. That all came about. I can't give you the exact date because I haven't got it in my file. But the exact date, I cannot tell you. But then, probably maybe 20 years ago, the Lincolnshire Hospitals was amalgamated into what is known now as the United Lincolnshire Hospitals Trust. And therefore, from that point of view, we became part of the Lincolnshire Hospitals Band, and we've been the Lincolnshire Hospitals Band ever since.
Until the next evolution, and you probably become the UK band. But let's not go there as yet, because obviously tomorrow the world, that's
a
different line entirely. Yeah. Alex, you were commenting on the drum section. I mean, obviously, as a musician, performing very, very... In fact, actually, by the time this edition of Soundlink Showcase has actually aired, you will have actually performed in London at the Ticketmaster's venue.
Yeah, it's in Mayfair, so it's...
Oh, Mayfair.
I know it's going to be...
Very good. Very swanky.
Yeah, it's going to be hard.
Have you got your tux?
But no, yeah, it's cool. I love the progression, the progressive kind of music you have.
Progressive and percussive. Sorry, yeah. I couldn't resist it there.
Yeah, it was too easy.
It was. As I say, it's a brass band thing. I didn't think we'd actually focus it, but it does actually show the range of material that Soundlinks actually provides, which has been brought through that whole system, because we talked about classical, we talked about contemporary, we talked about rock. Maybe we should have set up a new genre, the rop genre, for sort of people who like to play ropes. Let's go to the Grimthorpe Colliery UK brass band, because I think it's always interesting to get this flavour. I mean, Peter, you say that how the Lincolnshire Hospitals band evolved. Did you always have a love for brass bands? Is it something?
Coming from Yorkshire, the answer has to be yes. So, but how I became not involved, but my brother David did play in the local brass band in a place called Wetherby in Yorkshire. Which wasn't a big famous band like your Grimthorpe.
Or Brickhouse and Rastrick.
Brickhouse and Rastrick, yeah. et cetera. So I had a little bit of knowledge, but then I went to live in Scotland when I was 20, 21. I'd never heard of brass bands in Scotland.
Bagpipes. Exactly. Different kind of wind instruments.
I eventually did find out they do have brass bands in Scotland, but not in Edinburgh. It's all on the West Coast.
Yeah. Got to hide it there, and otherwise who knows what Sassenach dealings could actually be sent forward for us. Brassed Off was a movie that kind of introduced the whole thing. I suspect, Alex, you might even be too young to remember Brassed Off with Ewan McGregor.
Yeah.
IMDb. It's very true. Brassed Off, I think, is. And before that, of course, back in the day, again, Peter, you probably just recall the joys of Terry Wogan and Floral Dance and the other sort of elements with it. As I say, the interpretation of Maurice Jarre's A Bridge on the River Kwai theme, extraordinary, wonderful, and just for you on Soundlink Showcase on Siren Radio. profound and wonderful. Alex, would you like to quiz Peter on life, the universe, and indeed your own musical insights in terms of brass bands before we go into Lincolnshire Hospital's band again with Pasadena?
So I wanted to kind of ask you about the band, how it's made up, how many members.
We are made up, if we were all there together, about 27. Okay. They range in age from 11 to 81. So we have a range of ages, and we have quite a lot of young members in their early teens, and then we're right the way through to mums and dads, and it is made up of, I can tell you the structure of a band, but that probably wouldn't be too interesting, but mainly I won't tell you, but you have cornets, which is probably the easiest one to play, and then you have horns, you have euphoniums, you have baritones, you have trombones, you have E-flat bass and B-flat bass, and then you have percussion. So basically, it's a rounded thing, very much like an orchestra, and they all have the different parts to play within the music itself.
Yeah.
Very impressive the way you hammered the microphone there for added effect there, Peter. It's very good. In case people are thinking, whoa, exactly. Punctuation.
And you kind of alluded to the family orientation of it. Is it open to anybody?
It is open to anybody. We have no... you do not even have to... Well, you have to probably have some inkling of how to read music. Because as you're aware, music is music.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but there are music written for brass bands, for orchestras, for quartets, etc. But music is music. It's still those, as I call, squiggles on lines.
Yeah.
So the music is the music. And... the earlier we can get children to come and join us, the earlier we can get, because their mind is focused. They're not worried about mortgages.
Some of their minds, yeah.
And so basically from that point, so long as you can keep them off the mobiles for a couple of hours, they will concentrate and play well. Some of them drop by the wayside, as is would be normally. But most of it, we do not... Anybody that wants to come along to the band to, you know, just see what we do, have a blow on one of the instruments... they're always made very welcome. And the main reason for this is that in the brass band world, there's two types of brass bands. There's what we call the competing brands, and they're very, very much like the Grimethorpes and the Brighouse and Rustics, and that is their raison d'etre. Mm-hmm. And we then have with the other bands, which we play for fun. And when we say we play for fun, we do play for fun, but it's still serious fun. And most of what the band do these days, and hasn't done since I joined the band, we raise money for charities.
Yeah. No, I've seen a lot of your work, and we'll probably go on to that. Just quickly, how do people get involved? What times are you practicing? Where are you?
Right, we practice at the moment at the Birchwood, at the library at Birchwood, which is near the big co-op development area at Birchwood. We practice on there. We go there on a Monday and a Friday, 7 loosely. You've got to be there for 7, otherwise the musical director gets very cross. So from 7 till usually just about 9 o'clock, and that's on a Monday and a Friday. And I will leave my phone number. Can I leave my phone number here on here?
Or? We can give links, etc. I wouldn't give it out at this particular moment in time, but we'll pass on various other details in a matter of moments, I suggest.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
corner of a small staff room at Lincoln County Hospital in 1976, four employees discussed their love of brass music over a cup of hot tea. Joe Thompson, a Methodist lay preacher, suggested the group should start a band. Ex-Salvationist Fred Caprell, Ray Brown and Brian Knowles were all in agreement. Their mugs clinked in unison, and the Lincolnshire Hospitals Band was born. Not my words, the words of the website for LincolnshireHospitalsBand.com, where you can also book the band, of course.
Indeed.
Very good. I have to say, looking very...
Booking of the band is fairly straightforward. You can do it on Facebook, you do it on the internet, or you can do it by phoning...
Wow, exactly. You use the website to work our way through that because it's so wonderful. I have to say I'm very impressed, and I'm sure, Alex, you will be as well, by the very smart navy blue or sort of royal blue jackets that the ladies have sort of put together there. And they look as though they mean business, really, from that point of view.
Very military, I like it.
Yeah, I thought so. I mean Peter, as the role of, in a sense, the booker, the planner, the coordinator, is it your job to actually deal with the morale? Are you the kind of the equivalence to the Cowleys when it comes to actually motivating your musical team?
I like the analogy, but I would say that my role within the band is to make sure, I think I've said this before, is to make sure I'm the roadie, basically. So I take all the instruments and the music and everything else. So I've got to make sure that, first of all, that the band know where they're going. Secondly, how to get there. Thirdly, have they brought their instrument? Fourthly, will they be there on time? And that is my major role. My major role, that is coordinating the band. My major role within that is coordinating all the big events that we have throughout the year. When I say big events, there are some in the cathedral, but we also do smaller events, like in village halls, churches, and various other places that we go to.
Well, in the cathedral again, that's always in a backdrop.
We're in the cathedral twice a year. The Christmas market concert that we do in the afternoon of Saturday, the afternoon of the Christmas market. And then we also play all the carols for what's called the Lincolnshire Healthcare Carol Service, which is usually just before Christmas. And that is virtually, when I say sold out, you don't have to pay to go. Something that the cathedral don't charge for is to go to a cathedral concert.
Dates for the diary, Sunday the 23rd of June, a bandstand concert between 2 and 4 p.m, where indeed, according to the website, we have the little strapline, come see us for our return to entertain the posh people of Yorkshire. With modern and classic brass band music. That's at the Crescent in Filey. And then for Lincolnshire folk, you're back in Lincolnshire on the 21st of July. Another bandstand concert between 2 and 4 p.m. at Jubilee Park, Woodall Spa in Lincolnshire, where you can also see it's like a marriage. It's super. You're joining up the Lincolnshire Hospitals Brass Band with the Spa Singers for the band's return to Jubilee Park. I daren't ask what Brass Explosion is going to be about, apart from the fact it's going to be at the Newark Bandstand, hopefully, on Bank Holiday Saturday in August.
Brass Explosion is something which...
Do you have to arrange your own TNT?
No, we do have fireworks. But at the end, it's a fun day with various bands from around... Well, there will be some from South Yorkshire, probably some from Nottingham. I think it's four or five bands that start playing from 2 o'clock right in the way through till it virtually gets dark, and then the fireworks start. So the idea of the Brass Explosion is the fireworks, basically, at the end.
Of course, an open-air concert.
It's an open-air concert.
In Scunthorpe. In front of Normanby Hall.
Indeed, that's the next one. Yeah, we move around a bit.
Exactly, that's on the 1st of September, apart from the Brass Explosion, which will be taking place at the Newark Bandstand. And speaking of explosive brass bands...
Thank you.
really have a brass band special if you actually omit one of Lincolnshire's most historic scenarios. Of course, launching from not too far away from the very Siren Studios we're actually in at present, really. The Dam Busters march there, of course, delivered by another brass band. I say yes, another one other than the Lincolnshire Hospitals Band. And it's Peter from the Lincolnshire Hospitals Band who's with us in the studio together with Alex. And Alex Earl, would you like to actually quiz Peter on how fantastic Lincolnshire Hospitals Band have been in terms of raising funds for charity?
Yeah, yeah. You was telling me before we came into the studio, Peter, you was telling me about like the whole like kind of philosophy.
The whole ethos.
Yeah, the ethos of the band.
Yeah, the whole ethos has been with the band that we raise money for obviously the hospital. We are the Lincolnshire Hospitals Band. So every year, the band get together, several members of the band get together and play in very cold supermarket foyers for 3 or 4 hours at a trot. And we stand there with our, and people, thank God, put money in. That then pays for the band's expenses for a period of time, usually about 12 months. And then what's left over, we then give, we send out what you might call a wish list, because we don't like handing money over just to the powers that be. So we send a wish list to the wards around the hospital. It could be the children's ward, it could be the stroke ward, it could be whatever, whatever. And then we came back, they come back with what they would require, and then we go out and actually purchase it for them so we know that it's been, the money has been spent on that particular ward. The other thing is we do charities for, we do charity collections throughout our, as already been mentioned, about where we go on bandstands, we take our collecting boxes. We've collected for dementia. That was about £2,000 a couple of years ago. Prostate cancer, which is very much in the eye of the public at this moment, with obviously all the football managers walking around with their little badges, prostate cancer badges on. We've done that for them. We did one for a group of people who were taking children with special needs to Lourdes in France year before last. And we do many concert programmes for people who want to raise money. It might be to help mend the church roof. It might be for something within the community that they need the money for. It may be £50. It may be £500. But every little, as we know, helps.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. Like, so roughly annually, kind of how much do you reckon that you raise?
Well, I have to say here, because we have a specific money-raising thing, which is done. I would think probably we would raise about probably £3,500-£4,000 for various charities in various ways. But the biggie, we do a biggie in November in a place called Humberston, which is on the east coast near Cleethorpes. And we have been involved with this charity called Humberston Happening for the last 10 years. And every November we do a last night of the Proms concert for the concert. Now this concert is probably now even sold out. And we did some figures not so long back of how much money we'd raise for Humberston Happening. They raised the money because in Humberston there's a special needs children's school which has a hydrotherapy pool. And the hydrotherapy pool, as you'll appreciate, costs an enormous amount of money to run, keeping it at the right temperatures. And so the money is raised for that. And we reckon that over the last 10 years, we've been doing it 10 years now, I think we're coming up to our 11th year, our efforts, which of course we don't charge, we just go along and enjoy the evening and the people there enjoy the evening. And I would reckon we're getting up to about £40,000 that we've raised in that charity.
Wow, that's an incredible sum.
Yeah.
Definitely not a sanctimonious band anyway. So.
No. As I say, we try wherever possible to raise money. As I say, anybody can come to us. doesn't matter who it is. You know, it could be a church, it could be we're doing one for the WI at Christmas time. I don't know what they want the money for, but they want they want some money. So it doesn't really matter what it's for. We will go along, we will play. We do ask for a donation, but we don't have a fixed fee. If the organisers say, yeah, we've had a great time, we've made some money, and they'll give us 50 quid or whatever they've got left over, it doesn't matter. We just enjoy what we do.
It's awesome. It's good to have people like that about still.
We still. Thank you.
Nothing really matters to me.
Very good.
The Lincolnshire Hospitals Band. Marvellous.
I love the way they reinvented that. That's very cool.
There we are.
Thank you very much.
No, it's very good, yeah.
Thank you.
So, Alex, where are you going to take the remaining 600 seconds of the programme?
Well, you said you wanted to talk about future plans for...
Well, yeah, I can mention that these are very much only in their infancy. We are a little bit like gypsies at the moment. We kind of haven't got a home, proper home. So,
or nomads, perhaps.
Sorry?
Nomads.
Nomads, indeed.
Nomadic brass banders.
Yeah, we don't go down the streets, but we are nomads. And this is we unfortunately had to lose our practice band room in the hospital because of their needs. And they needed the room that we were practicing in. And unfortunately, they had to give us notice. However, they did come up with an idea, which we are still exploring, that they have some land which they own, the United Lincolnshire Trust, Hospitals Trust own, which is adjacent to the hospital. And we are pursuing that at this moment in time. We are in the process, or have been in the process and continue to be in the process, of looking at various ways of getting funding for this. Now, it will not just be a band rehearsal room. It will be built as a community music department, which will be available throughout the whole of Lincoln for anybody that wishes to use the band for their rehearsals, because we only rehearse there twice a week. So all the choirs that are in Lincoln, all the other bands that are in Lincoln, you've mentioned about you have a band, if they've nowhere to practice, nowhere to rehearse, then this is something that we would like to offer to the community. It will also be available for children and adults with special needs, and we would hope to open it at least 6 days a week. Now, this, unfortunately, is going to cost money. brass bands are usually skint because they spend all their money on beer anyway. So,
where there's muck, there's brass. Sorry.
Well, that was one of the reasons why brass bands were founded, just going off the subject for a minute, because all around the mills and drink was very much part of a working man's life, and they were trying
still
to...
Still is.
So it still is, yeah. But they were trying to get them away from the actual... being able to get up for work in the morning or coming to work in the morning.
We would hate to actually have a brass band player who's drunk in charge of his instrument.
Yeah, it's not good. Particularly a big instrument like something down the pit. And so therefore it was the owners then that were all privately owned. They got together and provided them with instruments and music, and that gave them a kind of another hobby rather than just sat in the pub getting drunk every night. Anyway, I digress. Going on to that we are now in the process. I myself personally have been to several seminars, funding seminars. I've got as much information as I can possibly gather, for the time being. I've seen various people. The upshot of it is that if we can get the land, and that's still very much in the balance, but hopefully that will come forward. But unfortunately, the National Health Service has a lot more on its mind than things your hospital's banned and a piece of their land. But anyway, we're moving.
What's the time frame?
Time frame is 3 years. And the 3 years' time, we have to find £300,000, which can be done.
Okay. Lord Sugar, where are you?
Hey, I'm always a great optimist in life.
3 years' time, Lincolnshire will have Lincoln City in the Premier League, and every Premiership football will be able to just write it off for a couple of weeks' salary, etc.
Easy
as that.
Message is there.
Yeah, it's easy as that.
It'll happen. Yeah. That's the important
thing. It will happen. As long as I have a brain and two arms and two legs, it will happen.
And if they build it, they will come.
They will.
Johnny, that is, in his own unique way. So there we are. We've also been introducing Alex Earl to the delights of Brastoff, a movie which, if you have a remote interest in terms of brass bands and the sort of things we've been talking about today, is well worth accessing. So, Alex Earl, it's almost the time of your last SoundLink showcase, conceivably. What would you like to end with in terms of final thoughts for SoundLink showcase and indeed SoundLinks?
Well, hopefully, thank you for the time, SoundLinks, for having me on here, and thank you for having me on here, Alex.
It's been your show, Alex.
Thanks for having me on here, me, Alex. I hope that it can continue, and I hope you can bring more guests in and have chats. It's important to keep music in the area.
Keep music live, as indeed Sound and Next Vision would actually say.
We do.
Precisely. And it's been a privilege to actually have Peter Vors from the Lincolnshire Hospital's brass band in the studio with us.
I just might just add one more thing, if I
of course.
That we are not specifically just playing, you know, for us. You've mentioned today about us joining in the choir in Woodhall Spa. Mm-hmm. That if any organisation like a choir, and we did play last year with the Waddington Military Wives Choir, if they want to get in touch with us and we put on a joint concert together, we'd love to hear from you.
That wonderful note, and you can contact, obviously, the Lincolnshire Hospitals band, go to their website, or indeed, presumably, through SoundLinks as well.
Yeah, I'll have the details.
There was going to be a very, very, very challenging competition that we were going to actually run, and the prize would be a copy of the CD Declaration in Brass by the Lincolnshire Hospitals band. Would you like to quickly, Peter, say what the competition entry is?
Competition entry is that on our banners and our stands, we have the Lincolnshire Hospitals band, and the motive is a snake on a stick, which has a medical medical background. Mm. But what we would like to know is, what actually is it called?
Entries to SoundLinks, and I'm sure if you mark the whole connection there to soundlinks.org with the name of the snake is, or indeed just brass band, things will work out.